Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Hey, I want to talk about a trait that successful people, high achievers, and repetitive winners religiously live by. Entrepreneur Paul J. Meyer, a pioneer in the success industry, owner and founder of Success Motivation Institute, he had a quote I loved. He always said, "Obey the impulse." And he used to tell a story about sitting in his living room with his wife in the summer and talking about wanting to go to their favorite resort hotel for the Christmas holidays months in advance. Well, instinctively, he picked up the phone and made the call to the hotel and booked the room. What he heard from the desk clerk was shocking. The desk clerk said to him, "Mr. Meyer, it's a good thing you called today, because that week you want to come, we only have one room left, and now it's yours." Of course, the moral to the story was obeying the impulse is what got him the room. If he had waited a week or a month or 2 months, somebody else would have had that room. Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me, where I'll call on a Thursday night for a Saturday night restaurant reservation and only to hear, "Well, I'm sorry, we have nothing between 6:30 and 9. You can come before that or after, but we're booked between 6:30 and 9. And I think to myself, "Well, I thought of this on Tuesday. Why didn't I call then?" Obey the impulse. I call this the power of now, meaning get off your duff and take action now, not later, now. Napoleon Hill had a great quote. He said, "Life is a checkerboard and the player opposite you is time. If you hesitate before moving or neglect to move promptly, your men will be wiped off the board by time. You are playing against an opponent who will not tolerate indecision." I love that. Marketing expert Gary Halbert used to say, "Motion beats meditation." In other words, get moving, don't sit on it. Nike had a slogan for years, "Just do it." And of course, it fit beautifully with the company's mission to help the athlete and everyone. But also, it's a mantra for life, your life and my life. Just do it. And for all you naysayers, no, acting now is not a 100% universal principle. Sometimes it is better to wait, to think, to consider other options, to seek advice and counsel before you act. I like to think of this as the 80-20 rule. And you know that. 80% of the time, act now. 20% of the time, it may make sense to think it through a little bit more. Don't wait for all the information before taking action. This is another mistake people make. You'll never have all of it, so you'll never move. Get in the habit of acting without everything you need. The beauty is action brings results. Results gives you information. Information you can use to course correct and take another action. Act, get a result, evaluate, course correct, and act again. You know, Thomas Edison had 10,000 failed attempts to invent the incandescent electric light bulb, but he simply went through that process repetitively. He acted, he got a result, he evaluated it, it didn't work, he course corrected, tried something different, and acted again. Well, he did that 10,000 times, and eventually the light went on. Take advantage of the power of now in your life, with your business, your family, your hobbies, your personal pursuits. If you want to increase your win rate, always err on the side of acting now. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.